Chris Morning Update, Friday, May the 18th. The U.S. stocks sold off in early trade Wednesday as renewed political turmoil in Washington cast doubt on whether President Donald Trump can push forward with a pro-growth agenda that had helped drive stocks to repeat records. The main indexes were on track for their largest daily declines in nearly 2 months. The continuing political uncertainty sent the S&P 500 index down 25 points or 1% to 2,376, with 10 of its 11 main sectors trading lower. Financials, which had been among the biggest beneficiary of Trump's market-friendly agenda, were the biggest losers, down 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1.1%. Of the 30 blue-chip companies, 27 were trading lower. Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan were leading the losses, down more than 2%. The Nasdaq Composite Index, which closed at a record for a second session in a row on Tuesday, declined 72 points, or 1.2%. Today's market action is a quintessential risk-off day, with investors getting out of risky assets such as equities and piling into treasuries and gold, said Michael Antonelli, equity sales trader at Robert Baird & Co. The big sell-off in banking stocks suggests that the market now believes that no tax or regulatory reforms are coming, Antonelli said. Weakness for global equities came after the New York Times reported that Trump in February asked the then Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey to stop his investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The report also prompted some House Republicans to call for further investigation for the FBI to hand over documents related to communications between the president and Comey, whom Trump fired earlier this month. The CBOE Volatility Index, which measures implied volatility on the S&P 500, jumped 20% to 12.78, on pace for its biggest daily climb in 8 months. Perceived haven assets rose, with gold up $18.5, or 1.5%, to $1,254.9 an ounce. Demand for U.S. government bonds pushed the yield on the 10-year Treasury note to a 2.26%, a three-week low. The Japanese yen, another asset investors typically turn to in time of stress, rose against the dollar, with the greenback buying 111.79 yen compared with 113.12 yen late Tuesday. The dollar also slumped against other major rivals, with the ICE dollar index falling to its lowest level since the day after the U.S. presidential election in November. It hit an intraday low of 96.86. Given that the Trump trade is one of the main reasons the stock market has been able to break records of late, it is understandable that the scandal engulfing the U.S. government would be of some concern to investors, said Conall Campbell, financial analyst at Spreadex, in a note. That's because this crisis will likely prevent Trump from pushing through the very policies, like his huge infrastructure plans and generous tax cuts, that fueled much of the recent rally anytime soon, undermining the basis for the current highs, he added. The probability of a Trump impeachment has gone up after the recent events, analysts noted, with bookmaker Paddy Power's odds reflecting a 33% chance it could happen. An impeachment requires the backing of two-thirds of the Republican-controlled Senate. The latest twist in the Trump-Comey saga has U.S. stocks set for a drop and politicians firing off zingers. Dow futures have moved more than 100 points lower, and many analysts are blaming the selling on the New York Times report late Tuesday that the President Donald Trump tried to influence the Federal Bureau of Investigation's probe into links between his inner circle and Russia. The White House denied the report, while the Times said the then-FBI Director James Comey wrote memos after meeting and phone calls with Trump to provide a paper trail of his attempts to influence the investigation. Senator John McCain, among the Republicans, a frequent Trump critic, has generated buzz for likening the state of affairs to the scandal that led to President Richard Nixon's resignation in 1974. He said, "We've seen this movie before. It's reaching Watergate size and scale. This is not good for the country. The Arizona Republican statement came at an International Republican Institute dinner on Tuesday night with political commentators Anna Navarro and others reporting what McCain said. He also said, among the other reactions, Republican Jason Chaffetz, the Utah Republican and outgoing head of the House Oversight Committee, has tweeted that he's chasing the paper trail, that the GOP oversight is going to get the Comey memo if it exists. I need to see it sooner rather than later. I have my subpoena pen ready. And a senior Trump administration official is cursing like a sailor over the situation, according to a Daily Beast report. He says a senior Trump administration official says the president is completely fucked. And that's our update for today. Stay tuned for our Saturday update.